You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The 51st International Eucharistic Congress is taking place this week in Cebu, the Philippines. The event, which takes place every 4 years, brings together people from around the world to worship and learn more about the Eucharist. Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett is in Cebu, and he spoke to Archbishop Jose Palma, the Archbishop of Cebu and President of the International Eucharistic Congress.
Archbishop Palma, Archbishop of Cebu and President of the IEC, the man of the moment. As you look around you, are you proud of the results of the numbers and the effects that this Congress is having?
For what happened in the past few days, I can only thank the Lord. I believe the moment we accepted the responsibility, a lot of people joined us, you know, and say, this Congress is ours, you know. And yes, I may be president, but there are, first of all, my brother bishops all over the country, the CBCP, who said, yes, it will be held in Cebu, but we, the Philippines, are the host, and they help us in many wonderful ways. We have a local committee, we have a national committee. And in the local committee also, we have so many volunteers, you know, 5,000 volunteers who tell us we would like to get involved, you know, in many ways, in the planning, in the welcoming, you know, in preparing for the food, in being ushers, in preparing for a cultural presentation, in the liturgy, you know, many wonderful ways. There is, as Archbishop Marini, the president of IEC, said, we may be a poor country, but we are rich in faith and hope and volunteerism and culture. And I think I'd like to say, for the past 3 days of the theological symposium, and since Sunday, this is the third day of the Congress proper, I can only thank God. I am very pleased and happy.
Pope Francis was here just a year ago. In fact, I was here with him. Are you rather sorry that he couldn't come back again for this Eucharistic Congress?
When we first invited him and we thought they are planning to come, you know, we are happy. And then the earthquake came and the typhoon came, and there's a lot of disaster that happened. And when the Pope said, I think I should go to the Philippines earlier, we understand. And I think when we look back, we can only be very pleased, you know, that his coming gives so much inspiration to the people. We know that as a church leader, you know, as the vicar of Christ, he manifested to us the love of the Lord. And am I sorry? No, because what he did manifests even more the love of the Pope to our people.
Sean also spoke to Bishop Robert Barone, an auxiliary bishop of Los Angeles, California, and the founder of the Word on Fire multimedia ministry.
In your presentation, you talked about how the church needs to be creative and courageous in bringing people back. How does an international Eucharistic Congress of this kind serve that purpose?
No, I think it does, because you've got so many speakers who are suggesting avenues that they've used, intellectual approaches, practical approaches, and we all come together and listen to each other. And that's very enlivening. It's like spreading the seed, you know, more broadly. So I think these are indispensable if we're trying to, you know, find new ways. We listen, watch, see what's working, what isn't working, both in terms of instruction and in terms of practicality.